We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to KNX In Depth. This is a special edition today. I'm Rob Archer along with Charles Feldman.
Because these mass shootings keep happening, we just have to talk about guns and why the issue of gun control is so politically paralyzing in this country. Joining us now is former California Governor Gray Davis. Governor, thank you for joining us. Nice to talk with you again.
My pleasure.
To talk to these kids, to talk to the parents, to talk to the teachers, they point fingers. They point fingers at politicians. They say, it's the politicians. They can't get it fixed. Why can't they get this fixed? You were a politician. You were at the very height of politics. You were governor of the largest state in this country. Why can't politicians get this fixed?
In a word, because the people who support the NRA believe if they depart from the NRA dogma, they will lose their next election. But we have to look at this from a different perspective. 50 years ago, I was just returning from Vietnam. I was an officer in that war. And obviously, you're trained to use assault weapons. When I got to be governor, I was pleased to be able to sign the toughest assault weapon ban in the country because I knew they had a place in a theater of war, but they had no place on our streets or on our schools. And I've also spent enough time with children who've been victimized by a range of problems that we all want the best for them. We want them to live better lives than we lived, but we're not doing that. Because when we went to school, we didn't have live shooter drills. There are more live shooter drills in school than there are fire drills. So this is a new phenomenon we have not yet come to terms with. California has been one of 17 states, I think, that have done a very reasonable thing. They've adopted these red flag laws. That allows a parent, a relative, a teacher, a member of the clergy who has concerns about a young person, generally it's a young person's attitude or behavior, to go before a judge, and a judge decides whether or not the weapon will be taken from that person. It can only be taken for 21 days, and then the matter has to be litigated again to see if that 21 days are extended. But parents, people close to a disturbed child, are the first to get signals that something is wrong. And if they don't speak out and use this power, then they're actually putting other people's children in peril. So we have got to get on top of this problem. The national problem is everybody has to email Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is a Republican senator from Kentucky. He runs the Senate. He will not put any sensible gun control law, like ensuring that there are background checks at gun shows, which is a big loophole, close that loophole. Almost every NRA member agrees that's reasonable. And these red flag laws, almost everyone agrees that's reasonable. But the NRA leadership opposes that. So you just put it all on Mitch McConnell. He's a leader. Just take a vote. If we lose a vote, we lose a vote. But take a vote so that Americans can know who to vote for the next time the senators come up for re-election.
All right. You're talking about the NRA there and that, some politicians are afraid of the NRA. Without the NRA's backing, they might lose their seats or they're afraid of having NRA money thrown at them by them backing an opponent. But the NRA leadership has been in a period of there's a lot of stuff going on with the NRA right now. There are money problems. There are leadership problems there. Is the NRA weaker now? And if it is this the time to strike with some sensible gun control laws?
It is weaker, but it's actually you have to search the conscience of the individual members who are not demanding, members of the Senate who are not demanding that McConnell bring this up. There's several bills in front of them, any one of which would make take a step forward. And I think what's so sad is that the parents, the relatives of a child, all of whom are traumatized by these events, or even traumatized by the live shooter drills, much less the actual thing happening, and will be for a very long time. They get so disillusioned because they see no progress, none. And at some point, we have to fight fire with fire and let senators know they work for us. We pay their salary. If they won't do what we think is reasonable, we're going to unelect them and elect somebody new.
Let me ask you.
And if I can make one other point.
Yeah, go ahead.
I really believe over time this problem will resolve itself because the generation, this started in the late 90s when I was governor. Columbine was the first mass shooting that this country has experienced, school shooting. And so we've had 20 years of it now. And I really believe this generation, as it comes of age and starts voting, has had real-world experience with this horror, and they are going to make it their life's work to make sure that reasonable laws are adopted in this state to protect their children, their grandchildren, and all the children that we ask to go to school every day. And yet we ask them to go to school every day, frankly, without providing enough protection at school so that they can
but Governor, you
do well in life and be successful. We our failure to do that has complicated young people's life.
But you mentioned, Columbine being the first mass shooting. But violence is, in some ways, encoded in this country's DNA. We have always been a violent country, and that leads to the question: that is there something not just about the ease of which guns can be obtained, but is there something perhaps, and this is sort of a metaphysical question, is there something wrong with us?
There's nothing wrong with America. And again, this is not about can someone have a weapon. Yes, they can have a weapon if they act within the laws of the land. But people who are mentally ill, young people who may be disturbed, there are other categories of people that we need to take a harder look at. And again, the first burden, I think, falls on the parents, the relatives, the siblings of a child that seems to be going off the track. You can kind of tell by, what websites they're looking at and, what social media postings they have. When they see that, after having a discussion with the child, if that doesn't work out, at some point you've got to bring this matter to a judge and see if he or she thinks it's worth taking away a weapon or taking away access to a weapon that may be in the home for 21 days. That is not an irreparable punishment. That's 21 days, but it may save a lot of lives. And it will, beyond that, give people in this country a sense that we as adults are taking our responsibility seriously and actually doing something rather than throwing our hands up in the air and saying there's nothing we can do. There's a lot we can do.
Now, you're a governor of one of the most powerful states in the country, so you know better than most people that you have to thread the needle sometimes between different factions and people who want different things. But are we coming to a point where there's this pushback against gun violence is building and building and building, and our federal government and some state governments have been so reticent to do anything about it that now when this thing explodes, it's going to explode with an overreaction and another generation of kids coming up and ready to vote who are going to say, yeah, do away with the Second Amendment, ban all guns. Do you see that possibility happening if something isn't done about guns now?
Look, I believe in the good sense and judgment of the American people. If 90% of gun owners believe that the gun show loophole, where 40% of weapons are purchased, by the way, it's not like 1%, it's nearly half of the weapons that are purchased, are not closed, meaning you buy a gun at a registered gun dealer, you submit yourself to a background check. You go to a gun show, you don't. So if 90% of the people who own guns believe that having a background check at a gun show makes sense, that has got to eventually become the law. I mean, we're a democracy. We reflect the public will. Sometimes it takes longer than we want, but eventually it happens. So I'm not worried about the pendulum swinging too far. If it swings too far, we can deal with that as well. But it hasn't swung far enough.
Is there something that the current governor of California, Gavin Newsom, should be doing, could be doing, in light of this recent rash of shootings just in this state?
No, I think he's on top of a whole bunch of things. I mean, we have a shared interest in fighting this wildfire issues is totally on top of that. I've never seen a governor in California as prepared as he is, and I think over the next year or two, you'll see dramatic progress in reducing those wildfires. And I think he's made his position known on guns. He's taken a leadership role. So the problem does not lie in California. It's done what it can. But obviously you can buy a weapon outside of California. So you need leadership at the national level, and you need those senators in, I mean, McConnell's from Kentucky. If you know anyone in Kentucky, you can hear my voice, and they share your view. Make sure that they make their views known to Senator McConnell. We're not saying he has to vote for it. We're saying put it on the floor of the Senate, meaning reasonable gun control measures that the House has already passed. They passed them months and months ago, and let the Senate vote it up or down.
You know, there's a fair point to be made, and some people are going to point to the fact that, you know, school shootings and mass shootings happen in places where there are strong gun control laws, as in California, and they happen in places where there are weak gun control laws. And they're going to make the point that, well, maybe gun control laws aren't going to help. How do you answer that?
Well, I think I just did, because every state, I mean, even in Florida, you saw they adopted bump stock changes and a couple other changes that were made by the Florida governor, then Rick Scott, now a senator, Republican, was responsive to the Parkland, some of the demands of the Parkland students. But nothing happened in Washington. And the fact that if there's one place in America, one state that will sell guns without any background check, people will go to that, get their weapons, and it will fall in the hands of young people at some point. And so what the states do doesn't matter if the federal government has not adopted a reasonable policy to protect our children and the children that follow them. If we don't do that, we're not carrying on the tradition of the American dream, where each generation hopefully leaves a better life than the previous generation.
Okay. Former Governor of California, Gray Davis, thank you so much for participating in this very special in-depth. Thank you.